got a little bit of that kingdom. Ain't that good news? I got a little bit of that kingdom. Ain't that good news? I'm gonna lay down this world. I'm gonna show the love of my cross. Good God, I'm gonna take it home to my Jesus. Ain't that good news, my Lord? Ain't that good news? It's good news.
Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 says the beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, as is written in Isaiah the prophet, says, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord and make straight paths for him. This morning, we are lifting up this good news, not only of the coming, but of the presence and the power of the Christ consciousness, the consciousness of Christ. This is good news. In Isaiah 40, verses 8 through 10, the scripture says the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. This morning we are focused on, we are lifting up the good news. In Isaiah 52, 7 through 8, the prophet says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen. Your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. Isaiah 61, 1 through 3 is where the prophet says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news. To proclaim this good news to the poor, he has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release the darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, and bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the joy of a wonderful oil instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting by the Lord for the display of his splendor. As Nahum 1:14-15 says, look there on the mountains, the feet of one who brings good news. We are celebrating good news today. The good news that flows through our circle. The good news that we stand and witness in. The good news that allows us to move beyond the appearance of things and see the righteous judgment that is everywhere present. We are here to proclaim the good news today, the realizations that our prayers are answered before we even ask. This is good news, the good news that we can walk on a new water of faith, the good news that we can lift up within ourselves the presence and the power of God that is always blessing, always increasing, always prospering, always healing, always stretching us beyond our self-imposed limitations, beloved. That is good news. I want to lift up this morning the good news that permeates our prayer circle, the good news that speaks in our voices, the good news that knows the answers to our prayers before we even ask. We are celebrating good news today, good news of our endless blessings that continue to bless and to pour and to rain down upon us without ceasing. Beloved, our prayer circle is good news. Our workplaces and those workplaces yet to be are good news. Our housing situation is good news. The VA is good news. The bank accounts are good news. The wholeness and the healing and the prosperity and the joy and the needs that we see in the flesh are nothing more than vehicles to lift up the good news that is blessing us today, blessing us in a way that makes us realize we have all the power, we have all the grace, we have all the love that we need. I don't want to hear anything from our circle today but good news, the good news that God is blessing us beyond the appearances of things, beyond the situations and the circumstances that we call lack. We are seeing beyond that today to the good news that Jesus brings through us, praises through us, and uplifts through us. In all of these things, we are grateful. We are grateful.
To We come this far by faith. Pick up your pace and don't you be late. I'm here to tell you about the good news. There's something about the path that we choose, y'all. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation out, prayer is the answer. There is no
Hallelujah.
And I'm so grateful for that this morning, Jesus. I am so grateful. And I have a ways to go. But I'm grateful for coming thus far in your care and you keeping me in your arms. I am grateful this morning. Grateful, not begging, not telling you what to do. For no one this morning, but just thanking you this morning, dear Lord, for letting the Christ in me be so bright that others can see it. Not just me.
Good news. An angel brings good news. Good news. Good news.
The scripture teaches us in the book of Luke that the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and said, I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And those of us who know the scripture, we know what Zechariah did. He looked at the angel in disbelief. He spoke words of disbelief, and therefore the angel bound his speech. As if to say, if you don't have good news, if you have not realized the importance of this good news, if the words that you utter are not in alignment with the Spirit, then you should not speak. You should remain in the silence until you realize the presence and the power of the kingdom in you. Jesus, the scripture says in the book of Luke, in the fourth chapter, it says that Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everybody praised him, and so he went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue as was his custom, and he stood up and read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and unrolling it, he found the place where it was written. It said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim what? Good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind and to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he rolled up the scroll and he gave it back to the attendant and he sat down, and the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." If you read a little further, you know what they did. They began to second guess him. They began to deal with the flesh. They began to deal with the worldly consciousness. But Jesus had planted something in them that is in us, and that is good news. Luke 7 says that at that very time, Jesus had cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, gave sight to many who were blind. And so he replied to the messengers that were around him, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor." We know that we are not merely talking about sight, but we are talking about insight. We are not merely talking about poverty in the flesh, but we are talking about poverty in the spirit. We are not merely talking about our physical ability, but we are talking about the grace and the power and the presence of God and us realizing that nothing is impossible with spirit. This is the good news. The good news is that the kingdom of God is neither here nor there. The kingdom of God is within us. The good news is what Jesus said in John 14, 20. He said, "I, beloved, am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." The good news is that there is no separation between all that we are and all that spirit is. And so we can pick up when we're 73 years old and we can go to Texas and be lifted in a new life and allow prosperity to rain pour down upon us. We can go into a new residence at the age of 84 and we can be lifted on new wings and realize that there is more work. There is more opportunity. There is more joy. There is more wisdom for us to lift up. We can go into environments that have never heard the good news and be a light shining for all to see. We can celebrate our 62nd birthday, realizing that God has put a new heart in us, a new light, a new dance, and a new movement. We can move beyond the death of our loved ones and know that we are girded in new strength and that the Spirit of the Lord will allow a new ministry to emerge from us, beloved. We are the good news. We are the good news. We are the great news. We are the awesome, amazing power of spirit, and we move forth this day to proclaim our good news and to share it and to speak it and to embody it with all of those whom we meet. How awesome it is to be in this circle of good news. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen. Now I got shoes in that kingdom. Ain't that good news?
It ain't got enough harmony in here. Come on, y'all. Give me some help. Ha.
I got shoes in that kingdom.
Yeah.
good God, hold on to take it, hold on to my Jesus, ain't that good news, my Lord, ain't that good news, now, I got a crown in that kingdom, ain't that good news? I got a crown in that kingdom, ain't that good news?
My Lord, ain't that